800-915-9654, 800-915-9654, 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across that globe. Welcome in, everybody. Week 18 of the NFL. The college playoff is down to the final four, and so much more to talk about in the sports world. College basketball, NBA basketball, you name it, we got you covered. Mike Wilson, good morning, brother. How are you, man? So excited to talk sports with you today. On a beautiful Sunday here in the Valley of the Sun, my friend. How you doing this morning, bro?
Hey, you know what? I am doing great. There's a lot to talk about. Even the Steelers blowing a golden chance last night. Like you said, the college football playoff. We got it all. So let's just get to it and start talking some stuff.
Look, man, I am excited about Week 18. Obviously, certain teams have certain things to play for. Certain teams have other things to play for, and we're talking about draft positioning. We're talking about a few seeds left for certain teams, whether they can improve themselves, maybe go down a little bit, and then obviously so much to talk about with the college playoff. ASU goes down, my friend, but I'll tell you what, that was a heck of a football game, fantastic football game, and maybe in a way they got jobbed. You just don't know, man. I think that lack of the targeting call was absolutely atrocious. But look, that may be me being a little bit of a homer, but I don't really think so. We got to take a break. On the other side, we'll hook up with our professor of sports, John Poulter. Keep it close, everybody. We're going to talk hockey with him. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. If you're hanging with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. Yeah! And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single-line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of 2 or 3 pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy. Scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern Time. And weekend replays, 24/7, you can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, Hockey, English Premier League, presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. I believe we're tracking down our professor of sports, John Poulter. We'll have him momentarily. We have him now. Good morning, John. How are you? John Poulter, good morning. How are you? John, are you there with us? Well, looks like we're having a little trouble with John's phone line potentially, so we'll try to track John down here in a moment, and then we will pull him up when he's ready to go. But, Mike, real quickly, ASU, Texas, your thoughts on that football game. I personally think it was one of the best bowl games that we had all bowl season, but ultimately Texas comes away the victor. They've got a date with the Ohio State Buckeyes on the other side. We got Notre Dame playing against it's escaping me right now. I know Notre Dame beat Georgia, and then obviously Penn State. My bad, Penn State playing against State, Georgia. Yeah. I think that's going to be a heck of a football game. But your thoughts, real quickly, on the loss for ASU and how significant it was. Was it super meaningful for the program moving forward? What say you?
Oh, it's super, super meaningful for the ASU program moving forward, for sure. I mean, look, this was a program that first year in the Big 12, we all know the story, was picked to finish last. And they didn't. And Kenny Dillingham has turned around the program. They are the Big 12 champions in their first year in the Big 12. They get to the playoff. They play Texas tooth and nail in the second half, and had a real shot at winning that game last week. And you know, moving forward, Andy, you know all you Sun Devil fans, you got nine guys on both sides of the ball that are coming back. So your team is going to be experienced. It's going to be ready to go. And it's going to be loaded in terms of they want to do the same thing that they did this year, except get further in the tournament. So there's lots of good things about ASU football. It's on the upwards trend. And last night I finally found out the numbers behind Kelly Dillingham's new 5-year extension. He went from the 13th highest paid coach, Andy, to the third highest paid coach.
Yeah.
He's now making in that realm of $7 million per year. It was $35 million over 5 years.
pretty nice, man. It's life, man. It's all about improving yourself. Think about Sam Darnold when you think about that. Guy was almost out of the league. Now, next year, he'll be coming back for the Vikings, making 40 or 50 mil. I believe we have our professor of sports, John Poulter. Now, John, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Andy. I'm doing well, thanks. How about you?
I'm okay. There he is. You sound good, too, by the way. Yeah. So good job with that line, however it worked. It now sounds absolutely perfect.
Well, I can hear you, and before we came on air, I was chatting with Robert, so I'm not quite sure where the disconnect was, but anyway, we've got it fixed.
Hey, you sound as good as you've ever sounded. So good work by Robert, and good work by you, just in general. Look, I'm looking at the standings once again in the Eastern Conference of the Atlantic, and if I'm not mistaken, all of a sudden the Toronto Maple Leafs are leading this way. The Panthers are behind them by about 2 points. The Bruins are behind them, and then there's the Tampa Bay Lightning. You look at the Metropolitan, you have the Capitals, who, by the way, I'll tell you what, my guy Ovechkin, he is. What has he done since he's come back, John? The guy just is lighting up the lamp like crazy. So I'm excited to see that. The Capitals are playing fantastic right now. They're leading by 5 points over the Devils. You got the Hurricanes behind them, and then the Carolina Blue Jackets behind them. You move over to the West, you got Winnipeg on top, and I think they've been there pretty much all season long, and it's been impressive by the Winnipeg Jets. The Wild are behind them. The Stars are behind them. The Avalanche, who haven't quite found their groove yet, are a little bit behind there as well. But they seem to be playing better. And keep watch of that Utah Hockey Club, because they're out of it, but they're playing much better than they did here in Arizona. So kudos to them. And then we go to the Pacific, where I feel great about things because the team I inherited, the Vegas Knights, continue to be on top. The Kings are behind them by, I think, 6 points. Same with the Oilers. So 57-51-51. Looking really good for my Vegas Knights right now, John. But Ovechkin, I'm really impressed with how this guy's come back after the injury. I think it's 4 goals in 5 nights or 5 goals in 4 nights, something like that. Very impressive, John.
Yeah, he's come back from the injury pretty well, and what he had was some form of a broken leg. Now, we don't know how serious that was. I mean, I don't mean to downplay the fact that a guy has a broken leg, but there's a difference between breaking a small bone in your leg and breaking a big bone in your leg, and I'm not really sure what his injury was. I'm guessing it was in terms of how a leg break is classified. I'm going to suggest it was probably in the less intense end of that range, simply judging by the number of games that he missed. But a broken leg is still a broken leg. It's a confidence thing as much as a physical thing when you come back from something like that in a contact sport. Same thing as a guy in the NFL has a knee injury. When he comes back, it's only natural he's going to favor it for a little while because that's the way the game is played. Guys will go and try and hit him in the knee. Same thing with Ovechkin. I've seen a couple of games on television since he came back, specifically the 2 games against the Leafs, and I wouldn't say he looked like the Ovechkin of old, but he certainly looked like he was very, very close to being the Ovechkin of old, and I think he's about 25 goals away now from catching Wayne Gretzky, and I'd kind of like to see that in some respects, and in some respects I wouldn't. I mean, it's going to happen. I mean, unless this guy has a serious medical issue, he's going to break that record. But, you know, I'm a traditionalist, and I'm a nationalist, and to some extent I'd still like to see that record held by a Canadian, but not to take anything away from Alex Ovechkin, certainly a guy, and to continue to play at the level he's playing in his late 30s, that to me is in itself an accomplishment. And to your point, Washington playing very good hockey. When you look at them on paper, I don't think they're that good. But obviously, their coach has got them playing good hockey, and they deserve to be in first place.
Good morning, John. Hey,
Morning, Mike.
The next minute or so, hey, you know what? In the next minute or so here, New York Rangers. The team that's got to the last couple of conference finals in their conference, they find themselves towards the bottom of their division. What's gone wrong in New York?
Well, I wish I could tell you that. I've only seen three or four Ranger games. To me, they look very disorganized. I think they've got too many superstars on the team. A few guys making too much money that think this is just too easy. But, you know, here we are. They're 20 points behind the Washington Capitals, and we're almost at the halfway point in the season. So doing the math very quickly, if the Capitals play 500 hockey the rest of the season, they'll have 98 points. To make 98 points, the Rangers are going to have to get 64 out of their next 88, which is a 73% percentage rate. I don't think they're going to be able to do that. The Rangers, I think, are going to be very lucky to make the playoffs, given how tight that whole Eastern Conference is.
That's the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports. We're talking NHL hockey at the moment. I hear the music, actually. So, you know what? Let's take a quick pause for the cause. We'll come back, John. Let's get a few more minutes out of you, if you don't mind, because we got shorted a little bit here on this segment. So we'll come back. We'll continue this discussion a little bit about NHL hockey. And then anything we need to know about baseball right now, I want you to give us a skinny on that, too. So keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorfer, hanging out with our professor of sports, John Poulter, right now. Talking NHL hockey, and we may shift a little bit and talk a little bit of Major League Baseball, too. Keep it close. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
We'll be right back.
right, everybody, welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You got Mike Wilson, you got Andy Dorf, and by the way, I haven't done this yet. You can be part of the program, people. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always get at us on the X thing. For myself, it's Dorf on Sports. For Mike, it would be Pigskin Opinion. We do have our professor of sports, John Poulter, and I believe it's at 12 John Poulter for him. And then obviously Facebook, Dorf on Sports, IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. John, final question for me on NHL hockey. Who are some of the teams that we should kind of keep our eye out for right now to make a little bit of a move? Is it the Minnesota Wild? Is it the Dallas Stars? Because I feel like they're playing well. They're on the heels of the Winnipeg Jets. And I've been watching this Wild team for the past couple of years. I think they got a legitimate shot. I really do. And then obviously, you know, the Maple Leafs have been playing fantastic all season long, leading the way there in the Atlantic. But I've kind of got my eye on the Minnesota Wild. Am I onto something?
Yeah, it's a pretty good assessment, Andy. You know, the Jets got out of the gate really quickly. The Wild caught them for a little while. Then the Jets went ahead again. But, you know, you look at it this morning, and the Jets have 56 points, the Wild have 54, and Dallas has 49. And probably what is a bigger factor here is that the Jets have lost three in a row, the Wild have won three in a row, the Dallas Stars have won four in a row. So that's why that race has tightened up as quickly and as tightly as it has. I still think that Colorado is going to be heard from. They've had a number of injuries, and you know, keep in mind that Gabriel Landeskog, one of the best players in the league, hasn't played for them because of a nasty knee injury in the last couple of years. He's slated to come back sometime around the trade deadline. And if he comes back, that's like adding a superstar without giving up anything off your roster. Now, he's going to take some time, or going to need some time, to get his timing back and get back into game shape and to get his game together, but that's a heck of a good pickup. The other issue that the Avalanche had was they got very poor goaltending at the start of the year. They recently made a trade with San Jose to get Blackwood, and I think that's been a big upgrade. It's not the blockbuster I expected. I thought they'd go after a big-name goalie, but they went after a guy that they think is going to be a pretty solid player. He could make a big difference for them. You're looking at the Eastern Conference. I was at the Toronto-Boston game last night, and Phoenix resident or Phoenix native Matthew Nyes had a hat trick and a 5-point night in a 6-4 win. So pretty impressive night for everybody thinks of Austin Matthews when they talk about the Maple Leafs in Arizona, but Patrick Nyes has started to make a big contribution to this team. This is a kid that has a real good future if he can stay healthy. I think that's going to be his biggest challenge. So that's the teams that I would look out for. Tampa Bay, you always expect something from them. They are still four games behind everybody else in terms of the games played. We chatted about that last week. The important thing there is they are plus 35 in goal differential, having played four less games. So if they get those four games in and play well in those four games, they could still very much be heard from. So it's starting to tighten up a little bit, but I still think that by the time we get to the halfway point in the schedule, which for all teams were within two or three games of that halfway spot now, what you see is what you're going to get, and I don't see a whole lot of changes in the standings between now and the end of the year. A couple of teams may be flipping back and forth. Columbus has been playing extremely well lately. You know, they've been bottom feeders for a number of years, and all of a sudden they find themselves in fourth place in that Metropolitan Division. So I think they're a long ways from being a quality championship team, but they're going to start pushing some guys, and they're not going to be an easy 2 points for most of the teams in the league going forward.
excuse me, John, but hey, we'll go on to Major League Baseball here so we can get some baseball talk in. Look, when you look at the things that are being done in baseball right now, it just seems like the Dodgers are signing everybody. It's just like I'm sitting there going, hey, L.A., can you leave some for the rest of us type of deal? Because they're just signing guys, bringing guys back. You know, what are some of the things in terms of the Dodgers that you like what they're doing, you don't like what they're doing, and then what does it mean for the rest of the league of Major League Baseball when you have one team that just seems to be gobbling up and spending money like no one else?
Well, they haven't been signing everybody, Mike, because your phone probably hasn't rung, and I know mine certainly hasn't rung from the Dodgers, but I know where you're coming from, and, you know, are they now sort of becoming the Yankees West? I mean, this is a tactic that we saw from the Yankees for decades. You know, if you have a problem, just get out your checkbook. And we know that the Dodgers have very, very, very deep pockets. There's an attraction to playing on the West Coast. There's an attraction with playing with one of the original Major League teams. There's an attraction to playing with an organization that has the class of the Dodgers. And the fact that they keep winning division titles and are currently the world champions certainly doesn't hurt when you're going out to recruit players. And I think this was came through loud and clear when they re-signed Teoscar Hernandez. And then this week they've gone out and signed Hee-Song Kim, who was a star in the Korean Baseball League. And they're signing him for 3 years with a two-year option. So that means that they have control of him through 2029. And they're going to use him as a utility infielder and spell him in the outfield. So you start spending that kind of money and giving that kind of term for guys that you're going to use as floaters, utility players. I mean, it's just the Dodger way, I guess, now. And I'd like to see them leave some players for the rest of the league, but they are clearly trying to build a dynasty out there. It's interesting to see the big names that are still available. And there's three that kind of stick in my mind and one that's kind of on the outside. I'm still a little puzzled why Pete Alonso hasn't found a home. I think he and the Mets still want to get together, and I don't think either of them has given up on that possibility. Alex Bregman clearly not going back to the Houston Astros. The question is, has he run out of suitors in terms of the dollars and the term that he's going to look for? And the other guy that surprised me a little bit that hasn't found a home yet, given the way starting pitchers have been scooped up, is Jack Flaherty. I mean, here's a guy that's pitched pretty well. He was a key player after the trade deadline for the Dodgers in that World Series win. I'm surprised that he hasn't signed a decent contract anywhere. And the fourth guy that is the guy on the borderline, as far as I'm concerned, because he's 41 or 42 years old and has been hurt, is Scherzer. He's available for somebody that wants to sign him. I'm wondering who's going to take some kind of a gamble on him. And if he's healthy and can be even 70% of the pitcher that we've seen over the last 10 or 15 years, he's going to help somebody.
That's the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports. We're talking Major League Baseball. Hey, I have a question for you, John, about, well, we went from one of the richest teams in baseball with the Dodgers, which they could be the richest. The Yankees, I just want to go back to this for a moment. The Yankees lose out on Juan Soto, but they don't only lose out, right? Like, they lose out to the Mets. So first and foremost, how big of a hit is this really to the Yankees, number one? And then number two, what does this really do for the Mets? Does this make them a serious postseason threat, maybe even a World Series threat with Juan Soto in that lineup? And as you alluded to, Pete Alonso, they can bring that guy back. Holy cow, man. Like, this lineup all of a sudden looks pretty electric. So how big of a loss was it for the Yankees, and how big of a gain was it for the Mets?
Well, I think there's a couple of pieces to that question, Andy. The first one would be, I think it's the Yankees' ego that's probably hurt more than it's the performance has been hurt on the field now that we've seen how their plan B has worked out. They gave up, lost a lot of offense when they lost Soto. But what they have done is, they, knowing they couldn't go out and replace that offense, they've gone out and replaced other things and strengthened themselves in other positions. So they go out and they sign Max Fried to strengthen their starting rotation. We all know what starting pitching does. They've taken Bellinger from the Cubs. He'll go in at center field, which will allow Judge to move to right field to replace Soto defensively. That helps them on a defensive basis, so they're cutting runs down there. The Yankees have always been a bit questionable in terms of their infield defense. A guy by the name of Paul Goldschmidt is going to help them there. Goldschmidt's not the player he was 5 or 6 years ago when he was the National League MVP with the Cardinals, but this is a guy that can still save every infielder 3 or 4 errors a season. If that saves the Yankees 3 or 4 outs over the course of a season, those could be 3 or 4 big, big runs that they save. So I think the Yankees have been smart in realizing that they couldn't go out and replace Soto as one person. Much the same as we talk about this next man up, when a superstar in any sport gets hurt, you look at 3 or 4 guys to step up a little bit. I think that's what the Yankees have done here. They're going to have to tighten up their infield defense a little bit more because Gleyber Torres is now left. But I think that they'll fix that somehow. It still would never, ever surprise me if Bregman signed some kind of a short-term contract with the Yankees to play third base.
Yeah.
And they fix their defensive problems that way. So I think it's an ego thing more than anything else.
Sure.
With the Yankees. In
sure.
terms of the Mets, yes, Soto helps them big time, and if Alonso comes back, they're right up there with the Dodgers in terms of strength in the National League, in my opinion.
Hey, great stuff as always, John. We're up against it. Have a wonderful day. We'll catch up with you next week.
My pleasure, guys. Take care next week.
John Poulter, Professor of Sports, breaking it down, man. NHL hockey and Major League Baseball. We got to take a pause for the cause. We'll come back. We'll continue. Rapping about the sports world. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, that's 800-788-1495.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Welcome back in, people. It is is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You got Mike Wilson, you got Andy Dorf coming at you. You could get at us if you'd like to, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always get us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Okay, dude, I want to talk to you a little bit about some NBA hoops. We got to shift gears because a lot going on in the association, man. What do you make of Jimmy Butler and his latest antics, trying to get the hell out of Miami now? Look, the guy is beloved there when you think about it because of what he's done for that organization. But I also know that Jimmy Butler has a way of kind of making himself be an outcast, kind of making himself be not so desirable. And that's right. What he's doing right now with the Heat, bro. I find it interesting that he is pushing so hard to get the hell out of there. What do you make of this situation?
Yeah, look, one, you're not going to force Pat Riley's hand. Pat Riley's going to do what Pat Riley wants to do because he's the one that developed Heat culture. He's the one that's kind of put the narrative out there about this franchise and how this franchise is viewed. So if Jimmy thinks he's going to strong arm Pat Riley, good luck with that point of view. But you're right with Jimmy. Like, I like Jimmy's game. I like watching Jimmy Butler play. Brings a lot to the Heat or any team that he's been on. But you're 1,000% correct in terms of, he's a guy that at some point he rubs people the wrong way, and it kind of goes south. It went south in Minnesota. It went south in Philly with the same thing and personality, personality traits that he has. You know, after a while, just rub people the wrong way, and I think it's come to that in Miami. So on one part of this, I'm sitting there going, Jimmy, you're in a great situation with a great organization. And then on the other side, you know, you got to think of these teammates that have had to deal with this stuff and him going out and acting the way he has. So we'll see what happens. Do I think it was warranted in terms of what Riley suspended him for 7 games for conduct detrimental to the team? Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you're the organization. You're the ones in control. And Pat's not gonna let a player think he's bigger than the organization at all. And I think that's part of what's going on here as well.
Yeah, big ramifications for the squad last night. They got absolutely demolished by the Utah Jazz. So if you don't think it's having a lingering effect with the team and everything, it is. And I they're gonna move this guy, man. He's going to get moved. I don't exactly know where. I'm here in Los Angeles. I wonder how that would work with him and LeBron. I don't know. But I think they're going to. Yeah, they're going to move this guy. Yeah, Phoenix is another one. And Phoenix needs, excuse me, but Phoenix needs all the help they can get right now because it's gone bad for them quick, fast, and in a hurry. I don't know. You know, someone keeps whispering in my ear about the NBA wanting to expand. I'm just curious your thoughts. Do you think there's enough talent in the NBA right now for them to expand? And ultimately, I don't even think it matters about the talent. I think the game is just so big and so global that it's only a matter of time until you have to expand because it's just going to demand that. But ultimately, do you think there's enough talent in the NBA that they should even be thinking about expansion?
Now, look, me being from the Pacific Northwest, I would love to see a team come back to Seattle. I think most people are on board with that. I think the way that the Sonics kind of got taken out of Seattle and moved to Oklahoma City wasn't right. But right now, I don't know, because in terms of what your question is there, Andy, is there enough talent? Are there enough players? you know, ratings are down, and they are, and it's just the fact of the game. Now, people like you and me and other people I know that are just NBA people, we like watching basketball, NBA basketball, regardless. We don't give a rip in terms of the ratings because we're going to watch. But with ratings down, and it's a league that prides itself on getting people to watch the product, I don't know if right now is the time to necessarily make an expansion team available or a couple of expansion teams or anything like that. So they got to figure out something to get more eyeballs on the game. And I mean, I don't know, Andy, what do you think is driving this ratings plunge with the NBA? Is it all the three pointers? Is it just the view that the league is soft, and it's not like when you and I were growing up in the league where it was rough, you know, and hard fouls and that kind of thing? I mean, I don't know what exactly the issue is. I think there's a few things that are playing a part in this, but what's your view?
I think there's a lot of things going on. I think that first and foremost, that we don't have parity. We have a few good teams, and then there's everybody else. You know, you got Cleveland, you got Boston, you got the Thunder. They're all really good basketball teams, and then it seems like the drop-off is pretty immense when you think about it. I do think it has something to do with the style of play today. I don't find it as fun to watch these days versus back in the day. I think it's an attitude. I think it's the entitlement of guys not playing enough. That there's so many elements to this, Mike. There's layer upon layer upon layer, and I think it to a certain degree, you know, it's a hard watch a lot of nights. You know, you're seeing guys that you don't necessarily know who they are on teams anymore. Whereas you used to see teams with stars after star after star. And, you know, in the case of the Suns, they've got three stars, man. And they can't win. Like, look, I don't think it's so much about talent, because I truly believe there's a lot of talent in the NBA. I believe there's a lot of talent in professional sports, bro. These people are the best at what they do. It doesn't always look like that, but they are. Like, it's just the truth. They're the best at what they do. There's a reason why they're playing for a team. But with that being said, I do think that maybe what it's come down to is the skill sets are much different than what they used to be in the past. And I guess, you know, the new form of what we're seeing is, let's pass it around the court and find the open man on the key for a three-pointer. Whereas it used to start out on the interior, and then, you know, you'd pass it out to the exterior. Right. And it just – look, I think you and I are from the old school, and we appreciate – that style versus today's style. And I think that honestly it has a lot to do with the eyes that are watching, and there's a reason why people are finding themselves with alternatives and moving elsewhere to watch. Look, so yeah, I think there's a lot of things that we could throw in this equation, but I also think that time is time, and in the NBA, all the players, like the best players, are not from the United States anymore, man. So at some point this game will definitely go global, and we will be playing over. It's just a matter of time, man. It's just gonna happen. Hey, speaking of that though, I do want to get your thoughts on this, because this is a big one today. The Celtics play the Thunder. That's a 1:30 game for us. It's an NBA TV game. It looks to me like both teams extremely healthy coming into this game. Jaylen Brown is the only guy that's a game time decision. Look, there's certain games that we get geared up to watch. I think this is one of them, because it potentially could be an NBA Finals matchup. So excited to explain the Thunder today, and pretty well the other night. I thought they played a fantastic game. And today they have the opportunity to take down the Thunder, who are leading the way in the Western Conference.
Now, look, you know, Boston's right in the middle of a little four-game road trip, and it's a tough four-game road trip. They started in Minnesota the other night, and Tatum went off and kind of showed Ant, hey, you're not going to school me, and had a great game compared to Anthony Edwards' game. They won on the road in Minnesota, and then they won on the road in Houston, which they're not in that Minnesota class, but, I mean, it's still a good win. A win is a win. Now, today, with the Thunder, and then on Tuesday with the Denver Nuggets, you know, we're going to find out where Boston really, really kind of is, because OKC is that good, you know. SGA is probably the best point guard in, you know, in the NBA, and then all the other talent that goes with Oklahoma City, and we're going to see where Oklahoma City's at, because, you know, we all know, look, Boston's deep. Like, they can go eight deep on the bench, and get guys, you know, and you got to deal with Derek White, KP. I don't think Jaylen Brown's going to play. Jaylen Brown has a shoulder issue. I think they're being real careful with that, obviously. But still, with no Jaylen Brown, you know, you got Peyton Pritchard coming off the bench, scoring. Derek White, Drew Holiday, Jason Tatum, Kristaps Porzingis, Sam Hauser. You know, there's plenty of firepower with Boston. So I think today, I mean, it could be an NBA Finals preview, certainly with these two teams. But I think there's going to be a lot of fireworks in terms of offense between the Thunder and the Celtics.
How realistic of a challenge will the Cleveland Cavaliers be to your Boston Celtics, the New York Knicks, who have had some signs of coming around a little bit this year? And, right. You know, I know they lost the Bulls last night, but you know what? It was an emotional night for the Bulls because they were retiring Derrick Rose's number, and rightfully so. He deserves that. You know, I'm just curious your thoughts on how big of a threat Cleveland truly is, because I think Cleveland's really good, bro. And I'm impressed as all hell with the way that they've played this season. Four losses, freaking 30 wins. They're the best team in all of NBA basketball. And I'm somewhat shocked, but at the same time, I'm pleasantly surprised. And I truly think that they're going to be a tough out. How tough of a challenge will the Cavaliers be if it winds up being Boston, Cleveland in the Eastern Conference Finals?
That's going to be a tough out. It's going to be a tough out for either team because they're immensely talented, for sure. In Cleveland, what Cleveland has in terms of what they pose to Boston, they got tall, lanky, athletic guys. And, you know, Boston's not necessarily that big. I mean, they got Porzingis when he's healthy and he's there. They got Horford. You know, they got their backup, Hime Queta. But they don't have the athletic bigs outside of Porzingis that Cleveland has. And then, you know, you put the guard play with Cleveland, and, you know, those guys can catch fire every single night and give you 30. So, you know, look, I look at them as a threat. Obviously, they're 4.5 games up in the whole conference over Boston right now. So that's a threat if Boston really wants the home court. So
right.
it's going to be fun at the end.
Right. We got to take a break. We'll come back. We'll wrap up the hour. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Everybody, welcome back into the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You could get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Didn't talk much about it, Mike, but your thoughts about the college playoff in general, your thoughts about the bowl season, my friend?
Look, I think it was a good bowl season. I know people are upset with the opening round games and the college football playoff. Get over it. Move past it. The NCAA and the College Football Playoff Committee, they're going to tweak stuff. It'll be better. This is the first go-around with it. I've enjoyed it. You know, moving forward, I think the final four games are going to be some pretty good games, even though I think Ohio State is the best team left in the tourney.
Yeah, I think Ohio State looks really impressive. It'll be up to Texas to see what they can do to slow them down. And then the other one, Notre Dame and Penn State, man. Talk about some rivalry, yeah. Or some you know, some tradition. It's good stuff. We got to take a break. Hour one's in the books. Hour two, all about the NFL, baby. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico Insurance and Geico.com. On the court in NBA news, the Miami Heat have suspended star guard Jimmy Butler for 7 games due to multiple instances of conduct detrimental to the team. Butler has indicated to the Heat that he would like to be traded. On the NBA scoreboard, the Pistons and the Hornets battled it out, Pistons getting a W in a close one, 98-94. The Magic defeated the Raptors, 106-97. Celtics on the road against the Rockets win big, 109-86. Thunder win it at home against the Knicks, 117-107. New Orleans Pelicans get a win over the Wizards, 132-120. Cavaliers continuing stacking up Ws with a win over the Mavericks, 134-122. Wemby for the San Antonio Spurs continues to dominate with 35 points, 18 rebounds, and 4 assists in a win over the Nuggets, 113-110. The Sacramento Kings come out on top in a matchup against the Memphis Grizzlies. That final score, 138-133. And the Lakers get a win over the Hawks at home, 119-102. On the NHL scoreboard, the Panthers and the Penguins battled it out all the way into a shootout. Panthers win it 3-2. Blues shut down the Senators, winning 4-0. Blackhawks double the Canadiens score, winning 4-2. Oilers winning a close one over the Ducks 3-2. And the Predators ice the Canucks, winning 3-0. That's your Sports Shorts, presented by Geico Insurance. I am Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American.
America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Sports in 60 times 2. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico and Geico.com. On April 18th of 2024, the NHL awarded Salt Lake City a franchise to begin playing immediately in the 24-25 season. This was not expansion. It was the old Arizona Coyotes franchise that for the most part languished in the greater Phoenix area from 1996 until this past spring, when the Coyotes land acquisition deal was tabled yet again in the city of Tempe, forcing the move. Recent expansions under Commissioner Gary Bettman in Las Vegas and Seattle are both success stories, and Salt Lake City's Utah Hockey Club will be another. Owners Ryan and Ashley Smith have made the Utah Jazz a fixture in the state's biggest city, and the hockey team, who will have a nickname this summer, are on an equal level with their NBA brethren. A new Delta Center will be ready for both the NBA and NHL teams in 2027, and in the interim, ownership is renovating the current arena, originally built for basketball, to decrease the obstructed view seats and improve on the 11,131 capacity of the building. And besides deep pockets, the Smith family brings a respect that the players weren't getting previously. First-class practice facilities in the greater Salt Lake area, along with accommodations on the road like they've never experienced, staying in first-class hotels, and experiencing first-class transportation. If you treat your employees right and have the culture that brings in players that will appreciate and ultimately perform when given these amenities, that culture will only improve over time, and Utah will become a destination for players that wouldn't have given this franchise a look in the past. Bettman's loyalty to the greater Phoenix area still exists, and he stated that the Arizona Coyotes franchise can be reactivated in less than 5 years if there's a steady progress towards building a new arena. But for now, the move to Utah and joining forces with the Smith ownership appears to be a game-winning goal. Sports in 60 times 2, presented by Geico and Geico.com. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition. Week 18 of the NFL season is upon us. Still some teams jockeying for playoff position, some teams jockeying for draft position. Guys have opportunities to make all kinds of cash. Don't tell Geno Smith his team isn't in the playoffs, because I think he's got about $6 million to go out there and make today. Kyler Murray has some incentives to make some money today to increase his salary for next season and beyond. So don't tell these guys that there's nothing on the games today, Mike Wilson. And week 18 is here, my friend. Still some storylines. Who's going to be the MVP? Who's going to be the rookie of the year? For the offensive side, it's probably Jaden Daniels, but does Bo Nix have something to say about that? Getting a victory today could put his team in the playoffs for the first time in a long time, something they haven't done there in Denver. So, yeah, buddy, week 18 is here, and we're still not at a loss for things to talk about, Mike Wilson.
No, the only thing I know, nobody wants to play the Cincinnati Bengals right now.
Yeah, they're hot right now, but I'll tell you what, the Steelers had many opportunities to get that game, and just offense sputtered, my friend, and that's kind of what's happened to them the last 4 weeks, but it is what it is. They're going to limp into the playoffs, and maybe the Cincinnati Bengals are charging into the playoffs. We'll have to see what happens later on today. We got to take a break. We'll come back. Wrap about the NFL, baby. Week 18 is here. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Joe Montana here. In my football days, I knew the importance of a strong defense. Now I'm sharing how you can help defend your health against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease. Are you 50 or older like me? The CDC now recommends vaccination against pneumococcal disease. Even if you're healthy, your age puts you at increased risk and over 6 times greater risk of hospitalization with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50. Schedule your appointment today at vaxassist.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Ah, the holidays. A time to come together and reflect on what truly matters.
The KFC Festive Feast for $25.99.
Feel the joy
of 6 original recipe tenders and 6 pieces of hand-breaded chicken.
Family and friends celebrating.
2 large sides and 3 sauces.
The warmth of
11 herbs and spices.
Love. I was going to say love.
And KFC.
Okay. The KFC Festive Feast. Order ahead on the app and feast for just $25.99. Prices and participation may vary. Tax, dip, and fees extra. Online ordering available at participating locations.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back into the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. It's week 18, baby, of the NFL, man. We made it through the season, people. And it's pretty amazing, to be honest with you. What a season. So many ups, so many downs. The Jets were supposed to go to the Super Bowl. We know that didn't happen. The Cowboys were supposed to be contenders. We know that didn't happen. Man, oh, man, the Detroit Lions are playing fantastic, but they've got a huge game against Minnesota for home field advantage throughout the NFC playoffs. And I'll tell you what, they're extremely banged up at this point in the season. I think that's going to be a tremendous football game. And Sam Darnold has reemerged in the NFL. This guy was on his way out, Mike Wilson. Now he's looking at $40 to $50 million moving forward for the next few years. What a break. He deserves it. You know me, I've been pretty critical of this guy over the years. But when I see improvement, I also acknowledge that. And ultimately, you put some weapons around this dude, and he looks like one hell of a quarterback, one of the best in the league, to be honest with you. So, so many storylines. Will the Patriots get the number one pick? Maybe. Unbelievable day, man. It's week 18, brother. I'm excited. I don't know about you, but I am super duper excited about this week.
Yeah, you know what? Usually people are not all that excited for the last week because playoff positions, players being rested, that, you know, that whole type of thing. But there's still some stuff on the line, man. And I'm telling everybody right now, and if you follow football or NFL football, you should know anyways, this Minnesota-Detroit game, that's appointment television. That's, you know, smoking your chicken wings all day, getting pizza, doing something, and getting your soda and popcorn, just sitting back and watching two 14-win teams battle it out to see who gets, you know, wins the division, gets the number one seed, the whole thing. So I'm counting the minutes until that Minnesota-Detroit game. So, you know, yeah, there's a lot of things we can talk about. We can talk about the slide of Pittsburgh over the last month and what that could possibly mean going into the playoffs. And, you know, there's just a ton of stuff. And just, look, the rise of Sam Darnold, good hell. I mean, talk about a guy that was kind of left for dead, right? And he's coming up with a season like this. And now Minnesota, is going to have to figure out, do they want to pay Sam Darnold, or do they, you know, there's rumors of they're listening to trade offers for McCarthy, the backup from Michigan that they drafted last year, who they thought was going to be the heir apparent. But you know, what are Minnesota going to do? What's Minnesota, you know, in terms of money? Well, how much are they going to have to offer Sam, or, you know, is Darnold going to have to go somewhere else? So there's a lot of stuff going on and a lot of sub-stories going into the, not the NBA, but the NFL playoffs.
Sam Darnold ain't going anywhere, brother. I'll tell you right now, he's going to get $40 to $50 million from the Minnesota Vikings. They'd be absolutely stupid as all hell to let that guy go with the year that he's had. And again, I'm calling it like I see it, man. Put weapons around a guy, and he looks like a completely different quarterback. He's solid. Let me ask you this: Michael Penix Jr. a little bit up, a little bit down. You know, there's been some signs, some flashes. They play the Panthers today. The Panthers aren't going to be playing a lot of guys on defense. I think this is a good opportunity for Michael Penix Jr. to have a solid day out there. They need a win. They need the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to lose. They've got the Saints. I don't see that happening. The Tampa Bay's offense, when it's going, man, Baker and guys, wow. Speaking of which, Mike Evans has a bunch of money to make today, too. I expect him to go out there and look for the ball. I think he needs 5 catches and like 85 yards or something to get his bonus. So look for that to happen. But your thoughts on Michael Penix Jr.? Limited amount of, you know, tape on the guy, but we've seen some good, we've seen some bad, and I think, you know, part of it is you got to grow into who you're going to be as a professional athlete to a certain degree, but they've given him the keys. I think they made a mistake with Kirk Cousins, obviously, when you look at the results that he had throughout the year. And I think they made the right move. I just think they probably should have done this a little bit sooner than they did, Mike. But your thoughts on Penix Jr. moving forward?
You know what? My thoughts on Penix Jr. is, one, I agree with you that they should have probably done this move sooner. Two, he's been up, like you said, there's been some good, some bad, some ups, some downs, which you get out of, you know, rookie quarterbacks. Like, so that part doesn't shock me. I think today, like you said, he has an opportunity to get a pretty full stat line today against the Panthers when they play. So it's going to be one of those things with Penix that you just have to keep your eye on it, let it play out a little bit. But I do think going into his second season, he's going to be the favorite to be the starter there in Atlanta.
Well, he'll definitely be the starter, I think, moving forward. And I think that they're going to eat this Kirk Cousins situation, 100 mil guaranteed, I believe. There's no way to go back to him now. I'm sorry, but they've lost their confidence in him. And quite frankly, I'm sure he's lost his confidence in the organization as well. And I don't see that ending too well. Hey, let me ask you this. Commanders playing the Cowboys today. A little bit online for Jaden Daniels, obviously rookie of the year, potentially offensive rookie of the year. They're going to make the postseason, which is really cool to see that. But ultimately, how impressed were you with Jaden Daniels this whole season, and what do you think his future looks like?
You know what? His future is on the upward trend. And, you know, when he was here at ASU, we would see glimpses of it. And we're like, yeah, we were both convinced, like, he belonged, right? And he goes to LSU, and he does what he does at LSU, wins the Heisman Trophy in a senior season. And, you know, he continues the same thing in his rookie season this year for the Commanders. And I've been extremely impressed. You know, to an extent, like, okay, the rookie is picking this up, picking the system up there in Washington, is making good decisions, not necessarily turning the ball over a ton, you know, and certainly has put himself in the discussion for offensive rookie of the year. I think it's either him or Bo Nix. But it's one of those things where, you know, it hasn't been all smooth sailing for Jane Daniels. He's had his ups, he's had his downs, but I think moving forward, the sky's the limit for a guy like Jane Daniels. He's proved that he belongs in the league. He's proved that, you know, defensive coordinators have to account for him, kind of scheme for him from their standpoint. So I just hope that he can continue what he started in his rookie year.
All right, so we go from some of the really good, you know, of Jaden Daniels. You even mentioned Bo Nix in there, and we talked a little bit about Michael Penix Jr. coming onto the scene. Well, let's talk about a guy that was on the scene right from the get-go, and it never went well. It was basically a you-know-what show for the Chicago Bears all season long, and Caleb Williams, and I wasn't that high on this guy coming out. You weren't either. We both had our question marks about him. But ultimately, man, how big of a failure was it for Caleb Williams and the Chicago Bears this year?
I think it was a huge failure. And I think the organization is letting Caleb down to a certain extent by firing coaches. And he's on his next coach and his next coordinator. And that was my concern at the beginning of the year. And I remember saying that. So it doesn't do any development for this kid any good. They got to get some stability there for him.
All right, speaking of stability, we got to take a break. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
All righty, people. Welcome back in, man. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You got Mike Wilson. You got Andy Dorf. And you could be part of the program. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Awesome. All right, brother. Let me ask you about Josh Allen a little bit. Pretty impressive season. Let's keep it real. Lost Stephon Diggs. Lost the other wide receiver, Gabe Davis, I believe. Look, man, at the end of the day, this guy's done more with less. He's turned the ball over a lot less. And quite frankly, man, his team is like, what, 13-3? And I know everybody's gaga goo goo over Lamar Jackson. And I've got Lamar on my fantasy team. I know how good that dude is. But here's where I think the difference is, Mike Wilson, and I want you to be the voice of reason for me. I think we looked at this season for Buffalo as we don't know what's going to happen because they lost so many guys, real key important offensive pieces, and we had no idea that Josh Allen could be this guy that he is. Lamar has been the same dude, right? Like, Lamar has been the same guy repeatedly over and over and over, and we've become very accustomed to it. And I also think we thought that the Baltimore Ravens, with the addition of Derrick Henry, were going to be right there, and they are right there. So to me, the difference is, and the reason I'm making the argument for Josh Allen is because I expected a lot less from the Buffalo Bills than the Buffalo Bills gave us this season. And for that alone, I think Josh Allen deserves this award. What say you?
No, it's Josh Allen's to lose. And I think, look, and I'm with you with Lamar. Like, I've seen Lamar live and in person. I know what that guy is. He's a cheat code on a video game out there. It's just crazy the athleticism, what he's brought to the game. But I want to say, in my cynical mind, part of this is Lamar won the MVP last year. And, you know, giving it to him 2 years in a row. And I think, I do think that's kind of a thing with the people who vote on this kind of stuff as well. But at the end of the day, it is all about Josh Allen doing more with, like you said, doing more with less. You know, he loses an all-pro receiver in Diggs. And no one thought, okay, well, who's he going to link up with now? And, you know, Buffalo did him a great favor going out and getting Amari Cooper from Cleveland to get him a quality, you know, one up there. So, and he's just one of those guys. He's Brett Favre-like, and with his kind of gunslinger mentality that he has. But two, he's winning, man. And that's the end of the story, with Buffalo. Buffalo's 13-3, Baltimore and Lamar are not. And it usually goes, quite honestly, to the team that has the best record, and they usually pick the best player off of that team. And, you know, it's Josh Allen. And it doesn't shock me with Allen. Look, I mean, he had a lot of question marks coming out of Wyoming, coming into the league. We've seen him progress every year and get better every single year. So it's just going to be one of those things where I just think it's the coronation. It's his time. And to be quite honest, you know, at the end of the day, Andy, I would love to see him get Buffalo in the Super Bowl. I would love to see Detroit and Buffalo battle it out in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, two teams that haven't done much. I kind of get where you're going with that. And I just want to make this extremely clear to people. Let me read you the wide receivers that Josh Allen is throwing to. By the way, Amari Cooper out, so he doesn't have him. I agree with you for stability-wise. He's a guy that obviously can make plays for you, but it's been Keon Coleman. It's been Curtis Samuel.
Right.
It's been Khalil Shakir. Right. Like, it's been those guys who we don't even really know their name all that well, to be honest with you, man. And again, I am extremely impressed with Josh Allen, who I used to call the turnover machine. He's changed his game, man. He's become a much smarter, more efficient quarterback this year. And ultimately, man, he deserves, in my humble opinion, to get that award for doing more with a lot less. And what the hell, man? They're 13-3 with an opportunity to be 14-3 on this season. There's no way in hell anybody thought they'd be this good. Speaking of this good,
right.
Okay, let me keep it rolling because I'm on a hot streak right now. Saquon Barkley, my friend, not playing today.
Right.
The Eagles aren't playing a lot of guys. They're wrapped up into their spot, which, again, I understand. I get it. But here's what I don't get, my friend. Saquon Barkley is 101 yards away from breaking Eric Dickerson's all-time record. Look, man, I'm sorry, but like, what does it mean when you don't go out there when you have an opportunity like that? Like, these things don't happen that often, Mike. So to a certain degree, I'm extremely disappointed in the Philadelphia Eagles for having this approach, okay? But I also understand the approach because it's more important to be healthy for the playoffs. And quite frankly, we know each and every week you could get injured. You could be out. So to that point, it makes sense. But what I'm saying is, this is a special moment, man. And let's be honest. I think they ran for a clip of like 10 yards a carry the last time that they played the Giants. This probably would have taken them one half of a game to do, to be quite frank with you. But with that being said, I'm disappointed that the Eagles are not showing more respect to the game, okay? I'm sorry, but to me, this is a lack of respect to the game. When you have an opportunity like this in front of you to break a record that has been around for this long, and ultimately, it would have happened, okay? I'm just telling you the truth. It would have happened. He would have broke it. He would have gotten the 101 yards, no questions asked. I'm disappointed that doesn't mean more to people. What say you?
Now I would have found it, if I was Saquon, I would have found it just karma, a karma type thing, because he'd do it against his former team.
Sure.
The New York Giants, you know? But, you know, I've been listening to how this story's kind of developed with this, and it sounds by all accounts that the Eagles wanted Saquon, you know, to do this, and they were ready to start him, and they kind of let him make the decision in terms of, you know, did he want to play, did he want to rest, and evidently it's, you know, he's like, look, I'll do whatever you guys want me to do, but you know, I would prefer to rest my body. But I mean, that's the story. Now, whether that actually happened or not, who really knows? But that's what is out there right now. I get, and I'm with you, Andy. Like, I understand both sides of the coin with this, and what they wanted to do, and the kind of dilemma that they had, that Sirianni had with this. But you know, at the end of the day, what's the big goal? It's to get to the Super Bowl, win the Super Bowl, hoist the trophy, the parades, and all that kind of stuff. So we will see if, you know, anything changes. I don't think it's going to change, now, but, I am a little disappointed. I would have liked to have seen it, a record breaking performance like this. And like you said, he probably could have done it in the first half and been done with it, and then could have took his pads off and rested the rest of the day.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think that opportunities like this are special, and I think it should be a little bit more important to guys when you have this opportunity right in front of you. And speaking of opportunities right in front of them, man, oh, man, my segues all day have been just knocked out of the park. Vikings playing the Lions. That's the Sunday night game. All eyes will be on it. Both teams 14-2. Unbelievable dream season for Sam Darnold and the Minnesota Vikings. Obviously, this guy put himself back on the map as a quarterback to be wanted in this league, and he's going to get paid handsomely next year. We know that moving forward for the next 3, 4, 5 years from the Vikings. Jared Goff, on the other hand, got tossed out of the Rams, thrown to D-Town, where they thought maybe he was going to be in a world of hurt, but they turned it around. Danny Campbell, risk-it-no-biscuit type guy, loves to go for it all the time. I think they're going to be going for it a lot against the Vikings today. I think it's going to be an interesting game, but man, oh man, you want to talk about a hell of a matchup. 14-2 teams, both in the same division, playing for the home field advantage throughout. Man, oh man, what a game, right?
Oh, it's just going to be phenomenal. Like I said earlier, get your popcorn, get your soda, get your nachos, whatever you want to eat, man. But don't pick up your butt from the couch for that game.
All right, I hear that music. It means we got to take another pause for the cause. We'll do that, and then we come back, and we're going to go through our game picks today, which could be somewhat interesting when you think about it, because who's in, who's out, I don't have much of a clue on everybody, but there's some things happening. So keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, for hanging out with us here on the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Thank you.
Hey, people, welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You got Mike Wilson, you got me, Andy Dorf, and at this time, we do our game picks. We go through all the games on the docket, at least what's left on the docket. A couple of games did happen yesterday, in case you were hiding underneath a rock or somewhere where you just couldn't find out what was happening. The Ravens played the Browns. The final score there was 35-10 Ravens. They get the division, too, by the way, because the Steelers lose, and it is what it is. Moving forward, the Ravens got that one. Bengals beat the Steelers 19-17. Lots of missed opportunities for the Steelers. Just couldn't come up with the goods. Their defense played a hell of a game. Let's be honest, man. Joey Big Game has been on one hell of a heater lately. And to hold them to 19 points, I think they missed a huge opportunity of the Steelers to kind of get themselves moving back in the right direction going into the postseason. I think they're a one and done for sure. But you know what? Mike T had that team 10-3 at one point. That's impressive as all hell. All right, let's go to the games today, my friend Mike Wilson. Panthers playing the Falcons. We've talked about this. The Falcons playing for a lot, potentially making the postseason. They need a win. Tampa Bay needs to lose for that to happen. They've got the Panthers at home. They're a little bit over a 7-point favorite in this game. I do like the Falcons to win this football game, and I'll tell you why, man. I think they're going to have a really good opportunity to run the football. So with that being said, Robinson's had a good year. Michael Penix Jr. is coming onto the scene. Drake London's been pretty solid. I'm going to take the Falcons to win this one at home over the Panthers. Who you got, Mike?
Yeah, I'm going to take the Falcons as well to win this one. I think Penix has a good day. And like you said, kind of stole a little of my thunder there, Dorf, about being able to run the ball. So I think all around the Falcons are going to play with their hair on fire and get the win today.
Commanders playing the Cowboys. Look, man, every year the Cowboys are a contender, but they're really not. They haven't been relevant for almost 30 frickin' years, but I ain't mad at them. The Commanders have really come on the scene this year with Jaden Daniels, and this kid has electrified the NFL. And quite frankly, he's got the play of the year too, no doubt. With hands down,
oh,
man,
yeah.
The play of the year goes to Jaden Daniels with that Hail Mary at the end of the game to beat the Bears back a few, I don't know what week that was, but that's the play of the year. He's the rookie of the year. The dude's been sensational. I'm taking the Commanders, and you know what? I could see this one actually getting pretty ugly. I like the Commanders a lot in this one, my friend. I think they just keep it rolling going into the postseason. I'm taking Jaden and the Commanders.
Yeah, I got a big bowl of just ditto on your evaluation of this game. And the Cowboys are going to start Trey Lance. You know, that experiment that's kind of gone wrong for them. But I just think the Commanders are just going to want to finish off the Cowboys. And, you know, no more satisfying way to do it, Andy, than to beat the Cowboys in the last game of the year on their home field.
Yeah, I mean, look, disappointment. And then the questions will obviously be coming about Mike McCarthy, which many years ago I thought it was an interesting hire for Jerry, just another guy that he could kind of control a little bit. All right, Bears play the Packers. I think that Matt LaFleur is undefeated against the Chicago Bears. I think they're something like 11-0 with him. I don't see it changing. However, I don't know if the Packers cover the 10 points for whatever reason. They seem to struggle, and they don't win games. They don't put people away, per se. I like Josh Jacobs, the way he's been running the ball. I think that the Packers, are, to a certain degree, could be dangerous, but I also think they're a very young team, the youngest team in all of the NFL. With that being said, they got to beat the Bears, man. They keep Matt LaFleur and his record clean against the Chicago Bear team. And we have more questions than answers still about the Chicago Bears and their future. I got the Pack winning at home.
Yeah, I got the pack. Yeah, I got the pack winning today too. I just think it's going to be too much of the Packers and not enough of the Bears. I mean, the Bears have just been so underwhelming this year. They had a lot of expectation, but they got to figure out their upper management situation to kind of make it more stable there for everybody. But the Pack are going to win, and I actually think the Pack are going to cover today.
Oh, okay. I like it, buddy. Texans playing the Titans. I don't know how much the Texans are going to be playing guys throughout the day. I know they want to get a few series in to kind of just put this thing kind of in motion a little bit. But I also know that we live in the world where health is the most important thing, and you're in the postseason, so you might as well be as healthy as you can. I'm going to take the Texans in this game, but I'll tell you what, man. I wouldn't be shocked if they do go down, just because it's a completely meaningless football game for them. And like I said, health comes first. But if you go into the postseason losing to the Titans, who are a whopping 3-13, I think you're a one and done for sure. So I think the Texans kind of need this just for confidence sake.
No, I absolutely agree. The Texans absolutely need this game. I mean, it's basically kind of a little bit of a pick'em game. I think the spread's 2.5 with it. You know, Tennessee's a 2.5-point favorite. So I could see this game coming down to a field goal going either way, or one possession going either way.
Yeah, again, it will definitely be tight. I don't think that the Texans are – I don't think the urgency to win this game is all that strong. So, again, like you said,
right,
look for the crazy to happen potentially in that game. Another one where crazy could happen, Jaguars playing the Colts. Look, the Colts kind of blew the year. Like, let's keep it real, bro. What they did with Anthony Richardson throughout the season was extremely confusing to me, to be honest with you. I think that there's a lot of questions about them moving forward. They've got the Jaguars. I think Mac Jones has played a few games now. Maybe has a little bit more juice than he has had for a while, but ultimately, man, I this is a game that it just doesn't matter. But I guess with that being said, based on records, I'm just going with the Colts at home, because I feel like the Jags have less to play for than the Colts do in this one, Mike.
Yeah, I mean, to a certain extent, the Jags have been a disappointment, you know, with their record and how they've played this year. And you're right, the way that the Indianapolis Colts have dealt with Anthony Richardson and taking him out, putting him in, taking him out, put, you know, that kind of thing, that's been kind of confusing. But I think the Colts, you know, I think they finish off the Jags, and I don't really... I think it's like a touchdown to 10 points, something like that.
Bills play the Patriots. Again, I will be very interested to see how much the Bills play guys in this game. Same thing with the Patriots. The Patriots have a lot at stake. They have the number one pick. I don't think they want to blow that. I think they want to get some help for Drake May moving forward. They think he's the guy. So ultimately, You're going to have to start thinking about pass protection for him, and you're going to have to start thinking about weapons for him. I'm going to take the Bills to win this game. But, again, I think it's going to be relatively close, and only for the reason that the game means absolutely nothing to both of these teams. So who's going to try less? I guess that's the question, Mike. I think the Bills want to go into the postseason with a little momentum. So that's why I'm taking the Bills today.
Yeah, I got the Bills for the roughly the same reason as well. I just think there's too much talent there for them to kind of throw this game, so to speak. But I do think it's going to be close. And the Patriots have to start thinking long term in terms of how they're going to protect May and how they're going to give them toys to play with.
Giants playing the Eagles. Oh boy, I really am at a loss with this one because we know the Eagles aren't going to be playing a lot of guys. The Giants have come up with a couple of crazy wins this year where they just don't make sense. But I'll tell you what, Neighbors has really, really come on the last few weeks. I think I'm going to shock you here, man. I think I'm going to take the Giants just because the Eagles really do not care about this game. We know no Saquon Barkley, no Jalen Hurts, probably no A.J. Brown, probably a lot of other guys resting on the defense. I think it's going to be an ugly football game. For that matter, I'm going to take the Giants in what I think is going to be just a pretty bad football game all around. It's going to be a little cold, going to be a little damp. Let's take the Giants today.
You know what, Dorf? Just to be contrarian, I'll take Philly for some reason that, you know, they want to finish out with a win and, you know, in front of their home fans, and you know how Philly fans can be with any kind of loss on with any one of their teams. So I just think the Eagles get it done. But I do agree, it's going to be an ugly game. It's not going to be pretty by any stretch of the imagination. So, but I will certainly take the Eagles to win today.
I'm just curious, man. Do you even know who's playing at quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles? Is it Pickett? Pickett's the third guy, so I think it's going to be this McKee guy. I don't know much about him. So again, I think this is a decent opportunity for the Giants to pull off a victory somehow, some way. In a meaningless football game for both teams. Let's keep it real. Saints playing the Buccaneers, my right. friend. I got the Buccaneers all day. I think they're going to light up the scoreboard, so I'm going to take the Buccaneers.
Oh, yeah. The Bucs are 15-point favorites, so it's, you know, Vegas knows something, and I think the rest of us just know, yeah, Baker and the boys want to finish strong.
Chiefs and Broncos. I'm going to take the Broncos here, my friend. Win and you're in. I don't think there's anything more motivating than that. Give me the Broncos against a Chiefs team that's playing absolutely nobody.
Yeah, give me the Broncos at Mile High for sure, by a touchdown at least.
Chargers playing the Raiders. No Palmer. I think there's a couple other guys that'll be inactive for the Chargers, but I don't think it necessarily matters. I'm going to take the Chargers. They want to win more than lose, so give me the Chargers.
Yeah, give me the Chargers as well, and you have to start questioning, did the Raider players just kind of give up on this season a few weeks ago? And
Seahawks.
Their coach.
Okay, Seahawks and Rams. Give me the Seahawks because the Rams are playing for absolutely nothing. Geno's paying for a payday. I've got the Seahawks.
Yeah, I'll take the Seahawks as well.
Dolphins and Jets. Hey, Tyreek Hill playing, Waddle playing. No Tua, but I think it's going to be enough to get by the lowly Jets. I'll take the Dolphins.
Yeah, anything to put Aaron Rodgers in a bad mood. Miami wins this game.
49ers and Cardinals. Give me the Cardinals. Who you got?
Give me the Cards as well.
Vikings and lie downs, baby. I'm going to take the Minnesota Vikings, bro. Who you got?
I'll just be contrarian. I'll take Detroit, man.
It's just been that year, man. I think the Vikings get it done. We got to take a break. We'll come back and do parting shots. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now.
It's a free call, so let us fix it for you.
855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Welcome back in, people, for the final time here today on the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition. Week 18 of the NFL is here. What a season, amazing games, amazing plays, and some amazing ups and downs all throughout the year. At this time, we do our parting shots. Before we do that, obviously, you can get at us a couple few different ways. On the X thing, for Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Mike Wilson, it's parting shot time, my friend. You are up.
Well, Dorf, I think you're going to appreciate my final take. It revolves with Arizona State. Look, Arizona State football program, I know a lot of people want to say it's back. It's certainly on the uptrend, but they got the right coach, they got the right quarterback, and they caught lightning in a bottle with Cam Scataboo and what he's done for this program. And now it's, you know, I was at the ASU basketball game last night. There's people there. There's growing interest. So success breeds more success. So forks up, people.
Yeah, man. How about my Devils, baby? Just coming around at the right time and obviously fell just a little bit short, but ultimately an unbelievable football game. Great competition. Great spirit. I love it. Look. My parting shot is this. Week 18 of the NFL season is here. I think I'm going to win my fantasy football league, at least in my family league. So I feel good about that. Feeling really good. Going to take down Katie. Going to take down my partner in crime. And hopefully I didn't blow it with not putting a flex player in there. But ultimately, man, it's week 18. Enjoy the day with your family and friends. And obviously, it's a new year. Happy New Year to everybody. We'll catch you all next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. For Mike Wilson, for Robert, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We'll catch you next week, everybody. Take care. We'll be right back.
Sports Shorts. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico Insurance and Geico.com. On the court in NBA news, the Miami Heat have suspended star guard Jimmy Butler for 7 games due to multiple instances of conduct detrimental to the team. Butler has indicated to the Heat that he would like to be traded. On the NBA scoreboard, the Pistons and the Hornets battled it out, Pistons getting a W.